Susan Schmidt, who's running for the state representative house, the seat in the 69th district. Susan, I can remember reading a quote from Jimmy Carter, who said, "I could be well rested and the governor of Georgia, or I could be tired and president of the United States."
Oh, that's a great quote. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for being with us. Well, the race for the 69th district is starting to really get interesting. I see that online there are stories. I received an email from Sam Singh saying that his opponents are desperate because they are releasing negative ads. How do you respond?
Ooh, negative ads.
Negative ads, well, yeah.
I don't know what he means by negative ad. We did send out an email yesterday to our support base, and I was very excited to share with them the information about our financial report and how many people had contributed, and you know, just basically shared information that is public through the Secretary of State's office through campaign finance. So, you know, I don't know if it's negative. It's just factual information, actually, about our contributions.
All right. So you've got a lot of dough in the coffers. What's negative about that, or what do you think Mr. Singh is talking about?
Well, I think that he probably, I don't know. I know that in our email we talked about the large percentage of money that his contributions that came from outside the district versus most of my money comes from inside the district and people who live here. And I think that that concerns some people. I think whenever we, you know, look at a, you know, whether it's Mitt Romney or Barack Obama, you want to know who is financing the campaign. And a large amount of the money that's financing his campaign comes from people that don't live in our district.
Where do they live?
They live outside the district. They live in Southeast Michigan. They live beyond the borders of even our county. And, you know, it's just, I was trying to demonstrate what, to me, is a difference between us. When you look at my contribution list, the gentleman who submits my stuff into the Secretary of State's report said, "Sue, I think you have one of the longest reports I've ever done because you have so many different people that have given, and they've given small amounts versus, you know, what some campaigns show, fewer people with large amounts." And it just shows more of a grassroots support, you know, retirees, teachers, people that aren't making a lot of money but make those $20, $30 contributions. And the piece that we put out was basically my excitement to share, you know, how many people and residents that live here behind my campaign.
All right. Well, if Sam's donations are coming from other parts of the state, maybe those people own businesses here but live elsewhere. Maybe they used to live here. Maybe they're former Michigan State Spartans and remember him from then. Well, should that be such a serious concern?
You know, I think what you have to remember, when we are elected, we are hired to represent the people that live in the 69th district. So I think it is relevant who's financing your campaign. And, you know, I have some contributions from family that live elsewhere. I have a relative in California, one in Georgia. My parents are in Ohio. But, you know, this is representative government, and we are representing the people here. And I think that was one of the complaints people had about what was going on in Wisconsin, that monies were coming in to run campaigns from all over the country, when how are those people influencing those races when it's really, you know, affects the people then that live there.
Susan, what are the other main differences between you and Sam Singh?
Oh, I think, you know, Sam and I are both good people, and I think really we're both good Democrats, but probably the number one difference between us is my experience at the legislature. You know, it's not like being a lobbyist or anything like that, but it's working as inside the Capitol, working as Chief of Staff to Representative Mark Meadows for 5 years, and really knowing the ins and outs of the process, having the relationships with people there, elected and non-elected, you know, policy people, and knowing a lot about how to find out information and how to sit down and work in work groups to move legislation forward. I think that's a big difference. I think my background as an educator is a big difference. I spent over 30 years in the field of education as a teacher and served on our school board. And probably another difference is I've been a parent. Sam has had a very exciting life. He's a single guy, just got engaged, and I've just had a different journey. I have raised two sons who just graduated from college, and I'm a woman. And that is a different perspective. Well, and we know at the end of this term, we'll only have 7 pro-choice women left, potentially, out of 110 representatives.
Well, you know, Susan, if I was to play devil's advocate, you could say, you know, that's the problem with government, is we have too many people who are maybe over-experienced. They've been there so much. And we need fresh life blood into the system. How do you respond to that?
You know, I think fresh life blood is fine, but, you know, they only have 6 years to serve as a representative. And in any job, when you think about any experience you can bring, it's an advantage. And I think fresh blood is fine, but it is a system that has different ways that things work, and I think the experience is only an advantage in this situation and allows me to serve the people of the 69th more effectively.
All right, Susan, we try to be fair to everyone, so we're going to bring Sam Singh on next. We thank you for your time. We'll be talking with you before the election on Tuesday.
Sure. Have a great morning.